Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A man involved in a shooting death outside a Fairbanks bar has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Joel Roland Joseph was one of four Anchorage men involved in the May 2015 fatal shooting of 23-year-old John Kaverluk Jr. The Anchorage men and Kaverluk were involved in an altercation that began inside the Rock and Rodeo bar and continued in a nearby parking lot where Kaverluk was shot. The shooter, Patrick Dale Burton Hill, was acquitted of first-degree murder earlier this year after claiming self-defense. Surveillance camera video shows Kaverluk coming toward the Anchorage men with handfuls of rocks, then turning and running before he's shot. Joseph pled guilty to criminally negligent homicide in exchange for testifying at Burton Hill's trial. Fall-like temperatures were recorded around the interior this morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says a cold front that passed through the region yesterday combined with clearing skies to drop temperatures sharply overnight, including in the Fairbanks area.
We actually had temperatures drop below freezing at a couple locations. Along Goldstream Creek, we had one site that hit 30 degrees, and on Fort Wainwright, there was an area that was 31 degrees.
Brader says it's forecast to climb into the 70s beginning today, then remain warm with a chance of showers Thursday and Friday, followed by hot, dry conditions this weekend.
We certainly could hit 80 degrees on the weekend.
Brader says Fairbanks has only reached 80 degrees or above twice so far this summer. It was 86 on June 21st, and it hit 80 on July 7th. The state has revised a plan for upgrading the west end of Airport Way in Fairbanks. Alaska Department of Transportation project engineer Carl Heim says traffic increase projections have not materialized, making an originally planned roundabout at the intersection of Airport Way, Dale, and Hoselton Roads unnecessary.
The amount of cars that are going down airport in that location don't really necessitate a roundabout. So we're just looking at doing a right turn lane into Dale there, do some curve warning signs, and then connect Dale and Hoselton through the gravel area there with a pedestrian facility or, you know, a bike path or a sidewalk.
Heim says in total, the new pedestrian path will run about a mile.
It's from the Riverboat Discovery location there down to the La Quinta Hotel, but it's all in the Hoselton area. It won't be on Airport Way.
The project also includes resurfacing of Airport Way from the Mitchell Expressway overpass to Fairbanks International Airport. Construction is scheduled for next summer. Heim stresses that the DOT wants to know what people think about the plan, and there's an open house on the project tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church. The World Eskimo Indian Olympics get underway in Fairbanks today. WIO draws indigenous athletes from across Alaska, Canada, and beyond, from Greenland to Scandinavia and Russia. WIO features a full range of traditional sports like the high kick and stick pole, as well as native music and dance at the Carlson Center through Saturday. Fairbanks has hosted the games for 58 years, and as KUAC's Robin reports, they have slowly changed over the decades.
Setting up in the Carlson Center provides enough space for 4 days of athletics, dance, artwork, regalia, and cultural pageantry. Gina Kallak, the chair of the Board of Governors, says WIO has evolved from a small family event in 1961 into one of Fairbanks' favorite festivals.
And in growth, you have to make compromises, and sometimes things change a little bit. But that's a sign that it's healthy.
There is a new logo this year by an Alaska Native artist, a clause about gender in published materials, explaining why traditional games sometimes include just one gender, and a change to the dancing from competition to festival. The traditional games have not changed. The knuckle hop is still a knuckle hop, laborious and painful. And the blanket toss is still the blanket toss, a showy group effort that reminds one of the subsistence lifestyle from which the games derive.
Our mission statement is to preserve and promote the native arts and dance and athletics.
Kallak says the games always honor native elders, but this year it's a special theme.
This year we wanted to state the fact that we celebrate our elders, and without them none of this would be able to be happening. They advise us, they correct us, they cheer us on, and they're the ones we've learned how to do this from.
As part of the opening ceremonies, Pauline Demoski Carlo will be remembered. Carlo was an advocate for Native people and known at WIO as Tender of the Seal Oil Lamp, the equivalent of an Olympic torch. Carlo died last spring. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Yesterday was the beginning of the end for Blockbuster in Alaska. The two remaining stores in Fairbanks and Anchorage began inventory sales Tuesday, selling off DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, and even the racks they're displayed on. As Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell reports, Blockbuster was squeezed out by online video services, but that doesn't mean the DVD rental business won't be missed.
A lot of people here say streaming services don't have all the options, especially when it comes to the classics. That's what brings Diane to Blockbuster.
We're here quite often for the older movies and things like that.
Diane says she'll miss the movies, sure, but really, she says it's the employees that have made Blockbuster so special. Diane says the general manager, Kevin Damude, knows her by name.
I've known these customers, a lot of these customers, since 1993.
Kevin has been working here for decades. He says breaking the news to his staff and then customers, that's been the hardest part.
It kills me to sit there and tell them. And the reaction, you know, when you see people crying, you're like, God, don't do that.
Kevin hugged customers, asking how their kids were.
It hurts your heart because, you know, this is the end of an era, you know.
Inventory sales will continue at the two remaining Blockbusters in Anchorage and Fairbanks through August. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.
And I'm Dan Bross.